Racism and equity are continuing challenges both here in Australia and overseas. Visiting academic Dr. Benjamin Rees Jr. is Vice President for Institutional Equity at Duke University. He oversees US affirmative action, equity, inclusion, diversity, harassment and discrimination prevention for the university, its undergraduate campus, professional and graduate schools, health system of three hospitals and clinics. Benjamin has worked on race issues for nearly 50 years. The Wire's Sarah Martin asked him what is different now from when he first started out.
One of the big changes, I think, is the complexion, if you will, of the people engaged in the work. When I think back to the late 1960s, most of the people focused on race work, if you will, were black people, with a small group of white people, usually religious leaders. So now increasingly there's a more multicultural group of people who are concerned about issues of race.
And how does that change the way that you think about it and I guess the influence as well of the things that you're doing?
Well, I think most people nowadays, myself included, think of the centrality of race but recognize that there are issues related to gender, sexual orientation, people of Hispanic Latino background, Asian background. And so there's a lot of what we call intersectionality or collaboration along with the central focus on race. I think that's a major change.
You talk a lot about implicit bias. What do you see there?
You know, implicit bias isn't anything new. It's just that in the world we live in, much of the explicit bias has been diminished. But what's has always existed is the subtle, unconscious ways in which people make choices, make decisions, and often those decisions mitigate against the life of people of color.
How do you reach out and how do you put in place programs that challenge people to change these biases and influence that for a better culture at Duke?
The bottom line first is you need people who are interested and motivated to change. But we do a lot of education to help people understand what implicit bias is, how it develops really from childhood, and then a lot of research related to the understanding of how it impacts decisions across lots of different sectors of life. And then the last piece, and perhaps the most important piece, what are some of the strategies people can use to monitor their own unconscious or implicit bias so they can stop themselves before they treat people in an inequitable way?
How does it get delivered?
Every new group of faculty members go through an hour and a half implicit bias training. Then all of the people who work in media, all of them as a group have gone through an implicit bias training. Then groups of student leaders. And in the health sector, physicians in virtually every department, because there's a lot of literature about how implicit bias impacts the work of physicians.
Is that something that you think should underpin all medical profession, this cultural understanding?
Oh, I do. And I think leadership is important. So having leaders that make deep cultural understanding a prerequisite for being hired and they hold people accountable. And I want to make it clear that the focus on implicit bias doesn't replace the focus on entrenched and systematic racism. It doesn't replace structural inequalities around gender. It doesn't replace systemic issues related to being gay, lesbian, transgender. But I think implicit bias is a critical component in building an equitable and fair work environment, healthcare environment, but it certainly doesn't replace what needs to be an ongoing focus on structural issues of racism and sexism.
How do you think we stack up in terms of how we as a nation are dealing with those issues?
I think the sort of plight, the history of Aboriginal people, and the ways in which aspects of their condition today hasn't significantly changed over the years just pains me and leads me to wonder about leadership, the role of structural racism, and the ways in which people have or haven't intervened. So I want to learn more, but it's painful.
From the lessons of the United States and the progress that has taken place there in terms of those systemic issues, what steps could be taken here in Australia to affect meaningful change?
As I was watching the film Utopia, incredible parallels, not only historical, but parallels to what's happening today to Black people, to Latino people, in terms of housing issues with police, certainly healthcare issues, just the powerlessness in terms of political action that occurs in the United States. So there are lots of different parallels. I don't know how much Australians can learn from the U.S. experience. It's more how the two experiences parallel each other and how we can learn from each other.
Dr. Benjamin Rees Jr., Vice President for Institutional Equity at Duke University, speaking with The Wire's Sarah Martin.